Gather ye sugar plums while ye may. Your personal discretionary budget will be impacted by Washington. By Wendy Powell. Read by Nathan Ives. Spend well this Christmas season and be merry. But 'tis the season for budgeting for the new year as well. Unless otherwise averted, your Christmas or otherwise discretionary budget will fade next year into infinity and beyond. The trend is that American holiday spending has diminished over the past 10 years, from $1,037 in 2002 to $854 in 2012. The latest statistic compares to pre-recession spending. Throw a travel budget into the mix, average $1,200, and double your expense for gas, and there you've got it. Your discretionary budget is going, then gone, to pay your new tax obligations. The Grinch could no more create this story. It is reality. Reality be damned. According to the Bipartisan Tax Policy Center, the average American family is expected to pay $3,500 more in taxes annually. This is the average for families, not millionaires or the nouveau rich, defined as $250,000 per year earners. This will affect all of us in a ho-ho sized way. And I don't mean hostess. Take this seriously. Your wallets will be lighter. What is a family to do? Perhaps hunker down and bake gingerbread men. Call your congressional representative. Now we are talking about real impact. Let us not forget, this will not only affect the rich Americans. This is planned to hit all of us in the pocketbook. We also need to plan for Obamacare. Many of us think that this tax, as defined by the Supreme Court, won't affect our spending and expenses. Think again. Families will need to maintain their insurance at their employer, buy insurance, or pay the tax penalty, estimated at $2,085 for a family in 2016. If employers, no, when employers, stop their insurance benefits, this will become more real. We have been told if you like your doctor, you would be able to keep your doctor. If you like your plan, no one will take it away from you. President Obama indicates that 98% of Americans will be unaffected by the tax penalty and suggested that those who will should face up to their civic responsibilities. But a more recent estimate is that more than 6 million uninsured people will pay the tax penalty, largely middle-class workers, including approximately 10% at or below the poverty level. Someone has to pay the piper. But remember, there is no governmental control on business to maintain your level of benefits, period. More than 80% of employers provide health care insurance to employees, but this will drop considerably, if not by 50%. According to PricewaterhouseCoopers, at least 84% of employers are considering changes to health care plans to offset the costs of taxes and regulations. Further, 50% are considering the elimination of health care plans, presumably paying the expected penalty of $2,000 per employee to the IRS. Realizing the cost implications, this penalty is less costly than health care contributions. Many employees who have counted on total compensation packages, including health care, will see an end to their options for benefits. But if you have unlimited pre-tax flexible spending accounts for medical expenses, anything over $2,500 will be taxed starting in 2013. There will be a 2.3 excise tax on medical devices and equipment that will be passed on to the patients. And starting in 2018, for employers that carry Cadillac premium health plans, you will be taxed 40% for that privilege. It cuts both ways. Call it fate, call it karma. More people to be covered, more expenses to recoup, more businesses to tax. So gather ye sugar plums while ye may. You are about to experience a change to your budget that will affect your lifestyle. This will not only affect the top 1, 2, or 5%. The average American family will see dramatic increases that will limit their spending ability. Perhaps there will be an 11th hour rescue to avoid your portion of the fiscal cliff. Asking for a congressional miracle, you may have to tug on Santa's beard to see if it's real. Wendy Powell is a business faculty member at both Palm Beach State College and the University of Phoenix. She is the author of Management Experience Acquired.